You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
Hello and welcome to Radio Belarus. This is the Daily News Review. Here are some of the most important topics for today. Belarusian president suggests cooperation formula to Russian regions. Belarus's foreign minister says new regional security architecture impossible without Belarus. Belarusian prime minister headed to Armenia on working visit. Household income in Belarus keeps growing at a high rate according to EDB. About these and other matters in more detail.
Radio Belarus, the news review.
First, officially, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko met in Minsk with head of Russia's Sakha Republic of Yakutia, Aysen Nikolaev. The Belarusian president suggested the following cooperation formula to heads of all Russian regions: if something comes under sanctions, do buy it from Belarus. In general, Alexander Lukashenko warmly welcomed the head of the Russian region to the Belarusian land. He drew attention to some common features of the peoples from Belarus and Yakutia, in particular their determination. According to the president, there are many areas where bilateral cooperation could be fruitful. Today, pressure from the West is an additional impetus to establish closer ties between us. I mean the fascist Western sanctions. I tell every Russian governor, if something is banned, do buy it from Belarus. We'll probably be able to replace Western goods to a great extent. I know that Yakutia's mining companies need to replace imported machinery, while Belarus produces such trucks, as you are aware. Large-scale investment projects in this industry allow increasing supplies several times over. The famous dump trucks of the Belarusian automobile plant Belaz will help to fulfill all of Yakutia's mining plans. Our heavy-duty trucks have exhibited excellent performance when used across the regions in the Russian Federation. One of the topics at the meeting dealt with the construction sector and the possibility of involving Belarusian specialists in construction projects. During their stay in Belarus, members of the Russian delegation also intend to visit the Gomel-based Kristal Company, a unique enterprise that cuts diamonds. Another important topic that merits consideration has to do with launching direct supplies of Belarusian food products using container shipping. At the same time, cooperation with Yakutia should not be limited to the economy alone, Alexander Lukashenko remarked. According to him, it should include humanitarian contacts and participation in 30 competitions, including those specific to Yakutia. New security architecture in the region is impossible without Belarus, Minister for Foreign Affairs of a country Maxim Rzhinkov said at the general debate of the 79th session of the UN General Assembly. If everyone, like neighboring Belarus, realized what's really happening in the conflict zone and what risks it poses, and really wanted to stop the bloody confrontation between the two brotherly peoples, Ukraine would have long ago faced Russia not on the battlefield but at the table of peaceful negotiations. In this context, initiatives like the Brazil-China peace plan are very timely. However, no project will succeed without Russia's participation, and no new security architecture on our region is possible without the participation of Belarus, the minister added. He also recalled that 10 years ago, Minsk already hosted the negotiations to resolve the conflict in Ukraine.
Мы сейчас предлагаем свои миротворческие усилия, ибо лучше всех знаем и понимаем и русских, и украинцев.
Belarus is still offering its peacekeeping efforts, for we know and understand both Russians and Ukrainians better than anyone else. We'll do everything in our power to achieve peace on the long-suffering Ukrainian land. We're most interested in this ourselves. And for your information, more than 250,000 Ukrainians have moved to Belarus since the beginning of the conflict through our border with the EU. Recently, it's been 12 to 15,000 per month. And these are the official figures from the Belarusian Border Guard Service. People are running from the prosperous Europe today and obviously would not be running to the country which is aggressor.
Из благополучной Европы сегодня бегут. Бегут явно не к агрессору.
Among other things, the Belarusian minister emphasized that pushbacks of migrants into Belarus is another dirty page in the book of European democracy. As he pointed out, on Belarus's border with the EU, the military of some European Union countries beat, torture thousands of refugees from Asia, Africa and Middle East. Dozens of them were killed, which, by the way, is documented by international independent sources, and many were buried even without personal data, the minister added. He recalled that the Council of Europe had recently unequivocally condemned such actions. He also criticized Poland's new rules for legal use of firearms by Polish soldiers against refugees.
Radio Belarus, the news review.
Belarusian Prime Minister Roman Galushchenko is paying a working visit to Armenia to participate in a meeting of the Eurasian Intergovernmental Council and a plenary session of the Eurasian Economic Forum. Yerevan is hosting the regular meeting of the Eurasian Intergovernmental Council and the forum on 30th of September through the 1st of October. The agenda includes 21 items, five of which are planned to be discussed during the narrow format meeting. Roman Galushchenko is scheduled to meet with the Russian Prime Minister to discuss current issues of interaction within the Union State on the sidelines. The heads of government are set to discuss the main areas of industrial cooperation within the Eurasian Economic Union through 2030 and to approve the concept of the Union's Common Exchange Organized Market of Goods and Rules of Information Exchange Common Electricity Market. The Prime Ministers will also discuss an action plan to the EAEU's coherent transport policy and some issues of harmonization of the Union countries' laws in civil aviation. Also, the participants are to hear reports on the progress in the formation of the common gas market and common markets for oil and oil products in 2023. Household income in Belarus keeps growing at a high rate, reads the weekly macroeconomic review of the Eurasian Development Bank. According to the review, real wages went up by more than 12% in August 2024 after a 15% rise in July year-on-year. Wages are growing at a high pace in all sectors, including the public, where real wages increased by almost 12% in August, following a 12.7% rise in July. As reported by EDB analysts, the base payment rate is expected to be revised upward in September. Teachers' wages will also increase, which will bolster the wage growth in the public sector and the economy as a whole. The growth in household income, along with an uptick in consumer lending, will help maintain high consumer demand.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Science and culture.
The 50th Festival of Arts called the Belarusian Musical Autumn will be held at the Belarusian State Philharmonic Society in Minsk from the 1st of October through the 30th of November. One of the oldest Belarusian musical forums, it is meant to introduce the public to the best examples of the world's musical heritage, highlight the variety of genres and styles of national and foreign music, present in a broad context of other arts. The program of the anniversary festival is especially rich and full-sounding. The playbill in particular includes more than 40 events at the Philharmonics, performances by the leading ensembles from Belarus, an abundance of concerts of various genres, an exciting collection of ensembles, conductors and performers. During the two autumn months, premieres by a number of Belarusian authors will be performed, as well as concerts dedicated to memorable dates and anniversaries. The festival opens at the Great Hall of the Philharmonics on the 1st of October, the International Music Day, with a concert by the State Academic Symphony Orchestra of Belarus under its chief conductor, People's Artist of our country, Alexander Anisimov.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Finally, some sports issues.
Belarusian athletes won 6 awards at the Junior International Table Tennis Tournament in Batumin, Georgia. Belarusians took 3 silver and 3 bronze medals in the under-19 mixed doubles category. Daniil Vitorsky and Anastasia Frolova were second, and in the under-15 category, Alexander Petrashevsky and Maria Selivanits won the silver. In individual competitions, Jana Żatko became a double medalist with silver in under 13 and bronze in the under 15 categories. Two more individual bronze medals were grabbed by Uliana Meszczanska and Daniil Witorski in the under 19 category. For the Belarusian athletes, the WTT Youth Contender Tournament in Batumi became the first event under the aegis of the International Table Tennis Federation of the past 2.5 years.
Radio Belarus, the news review.
And that was all news we had for you this time. You've been listening to the Daily News Review at Radio Belarus, based on materials of the Belarusian radio and information provided by Belta News Agency, as well as other sources. 2023 is the year of peace and creation in Belarus. It brings together Belarusians with different beliefs and of various faiths, but with a common desire towards peace, harmony and happiness. We invite all those living far away from Belarus to love and feel attachment to their native land, to share their photos and memories of life and travels in our country. Please visit www.radiobelarus.by and send your messages and pictures through the special section Year of Peace and Creation. Meanwhile, stay with us.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell our listeners about the life of our country. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to 220807 Chervonaya Street 4, Minsk, Republic of Belarus. Our email address is radio_belarus@tvr.by.
Песок, ветер гонит по им колосок. Зерне знов прорасти по весне на далекой версте. Хлопцу доли няма, роспачи он без радости. Час пришел досыть гулять, треба жонку забежать. В одиноте ко мне сумовать. Часу дарма не губляй, запрожи вороного коня. Счастье свое отшукай, может, смойдешь далекий края. коня. Счастье свое отшукай, может, знойдешь в далеких краях.
Listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.by.
You are listening to Radio Belarus.
Welcome to Belarus. The word Belarus means White Rus, a tender and poetic name that befits this country in the best way. White means clean, clear, and innocent. This small country in the center of Europe is ready to open for you one of the last miracles of the world, the miracle of the untouched nature. Inimitable in their beauty, national parks and reserves of Belarus, such as Belavezhskaya Pushcha Forest, Braslov Lakes and many others, are the pride of our country. Here you'll find an opportunity to experience the harmony of nature in the very center of Europe. Vast tracts of ancient virgin forests, unique landscapes, rare species of animals and plants, as well as historic and cultural sites, all these guarantee a great popularity of ecological tourism and plenty of opportunities for hunting and fishing. Fascinating tours on foot, on horseback, by boat or helicopter will make it possible for you to discover our unique nature. The 21st century is raging around. Yet in Belarus, nature remains virgin, people remains human, and values remains eternal. Visit our country, and you won't be disappointed. Welcome to Belarus.